At the end of the day, your greatest limitation isn't your circumstance, it's the story that you choose to believe.
Welcome to Off the Chart, a business and medicine podcast featuring lively and informative conversations with healthcare experts, opinion leaders, and practicing physicians about the challenges facing doctors and medical practices. My name is Austin Luttrell. I'm the assistant editor of Medical Economics, and I'd like to thank you for joining us today. In this episode, Keith Reynolds, editor of Physicians Practice, sits down with Justin Osmond, international motivational speaker, best-selling author, producer, and humanitarian, and keynote presenter at the HCLA Virginia 2025 Fall Conference. His talk titled Don't Limit Your Challenges, Challenge Your Limits draws from his personal journey of growing up with 90% hearing loss and learning to turn barriers into opportunities. You'll hear more of his story, including his insights on breaking through self-imposed limitations, building supportive teams, and cultivating the mindset needed to thrive in leadership and in life. Justin, thank you so much for joining us, and now let's get into the episode.
How you doing today, Justin?
I'm doing great, Keith. Doing great. Thank you. I hope I'm doing good if you're doing good.
Oh, I'm doing great, brother. I'm absolutely feeling it today. So let's jump right in. So what are some of the most common self-imposed limitations you see in professionals, and how can people begin breaking through them?
You know, one of the biggest self-imposed limitations that I see from experience in professionals is the story that we tell ourselves about what we can't do. You know, growing up with a very profound hearing loss, I was told all the things that I'd never be able to do or to achieve. And so with my hearing loss, I had every reason to feel limited, like I didn't belong, and I didn't have a voice, and I couldn't fit in, and the people treated me differently. I carried those voices in my head until I decided to rewrite the script. Breaking through those barriers and breaking through those limits, I believe, starts with the mindset shift. And, you know, choosing courage over comfort, seeing challenges as opportunities, you know, those are mindset changes and shifts. But for the healthcare leaders in this industry, that means leading yourself with the same belief and resilience that you want to inspire in your team, right? Because at the end of the day, your greatest limitation isn't your circumstance, it's the story that you choose to believe.
So what does living below your capacities look like in everyday life? And why do you think so many people settle there?
That's a great question, Keith. Living below our capacities often looks like, you know, we pretend that we're okay, that we're fine, we're staying comfortable and playing it safe, right? We've all heard that phrase, that worn out line that says, oh, just fake it till you make it. But I don't believe in that. I think that's a lie. I believe in facing it till you make it. Don't fake it till you make it. Face it till you make it. That basically means facing your fears, facing your weaknesses and your challenges, and not hiding from them. When I grew up with this profound hearing loss, I spent years trying to blend in, you know, trying to pretend that I didn't struggle. But the turning point came when I stopped faking it. You know, and that I started facing it head on. That's when our growth really starts to happen. That's when it really starts to grow. For example, I remember growing up wrestling with my deaf accent. If you haven't noticed already, I have a different accent. That's because I was born with a very severe hearing loss and had over 13 years of speech therapy. But I remember growing up feeling socially awkward and embarrassed. I hated the sound of my own voice. I remember growing up wishing I had the golden throat like my dad, who's the lead singer of the Osmond family. I remember wishing I could sound like my Uncle Donnie. And this is kind of funny, but I remember wishing I could sound like Justin Timberlake. But okay, who doesn't, right? But I just wanted to fit in. I just wanted to blend in. I wanted to sound normal. And then one day, it hit me. Why do I want to sound like Justin Timberlake when I can sound like Justin Osment? At that moment, I realized that my deaf accent isn't a flaw, it's a feature, right? This voice, my voice, it's me. It's not just an accent, it's a badge, it's a brand, it's my signature, it's my logo, it's my label, it's my identity, it's my story wrapped up in every syllable. And so the day I stopped apologizing for how I sounded and started owning up to it, that was the day I found true freedom. And the day I stopped worrying about how others thought about me or how the world looks at me, and I just started embracing who I truly was, embracing my limitations, that's when I felt indescribable joy and a sense of happiness and that freedom. And that freedom is waiting for everybody else as well. So we got to stop trying to be a remix of someone else that we're not, right? Just be you. Let people get to know the imperfect, quirky, real, fantastic you. Because the world doesn't need another someone else, it needs you in full, brilliant color. So to answer the question again, too many people settle below their potential because it feels safer to avoid discomfort. But the breakthrough happened on the other side of what we fear. And so true success isn't about looking strong, it's about being brave enough to face what's holding you back.
Say, Keith, this is all well and good, but what if someone is looking for more clinical information?
Oh, then they want to check out our sister site, patientcareonline.com, the leading clinical resource for primary care physicians. Again, that's patientcareonline.com. All right, so on the flip side, you're encouraging people to live above their abilities. What does that mean in practice, and how can teams, safely push past their perceived limitations without burning themselves out?
Right? It seems like we live in a society today where everybody is just getting burned out. But living above your abilities isn't about grinding harder, working harder until you burn out. It's about realizing that you're not meant to run the race alone. You're not meant to be alone, right? We need each other. Not too long ago, I ran 250 miles. I did it not to, to say, hey, look what I've done. I did it to help make a difference for 25 deaf children. But I only made it because I had a pit crew. I had a pit crew right there with me. They kept me fueled. They kept me bandaged and hydrated, and they kept me mentally strong when I was ready to quit. But for leaders and for other teams out there, pushing past your limits safely means building that same culture of support, and to encourage people to lean on each other, to rely on each other, because we can't do it alone. And to step in when someone is running low, and to celebrate every milestone together, not by yourself. But high performance teams in an industry like this are not made of superheroes. They're made of individuals who know when to push and when to pause and to take a break, of course, and to trust in their pit crew to help them to keep going. That's how you break barriers and without breaking people and without getting burned out.
All right. So how can leaders, reframe challenges, or, setbacks, so their teams, see them as opportunities for growth rather than roadblocks?
Yeah, that's a great question. There seem to be so many roadblocks in our lives, and we tend to just, when we get that roadblock, we just give up, right? But great leaders help their team see challenges not as dead end, but as a detour to growth, to expand. The key is reframing setbacks, kind of like a classroom, a place where resilience and innovation and character are built. When I was a kid, I again, having a hearing loss was so hard. Many times it felt like a roadblock, and it did. It felt like a roadblock, and that it would define me forever, right? But it became my greatest strength because I chose to see it as a gift that shaped my grit and my empathy. And so leaders can do the same thing for their team by modeling optimism and asking, what can we learn from this situation? What can we learn from this, from the challenge or the setback? Instead of why me, right? Kind of getting that pessimistic, poor me scenario, and celebrating growth through adversity. A challenge doesn't have to shrink you. It can shape you into something better and stronger and bigger. So growing up with a hearing loss, again, I had every reason to feel limited. Like I didn't belong, and I didn't have a voice, and that people made fun of me and they treated me differently. But what changed everything were the leaders who invested in me anyway. They didn't see what I lacked. They saw what I could become. And that made all the difference. And so for this, I believe that this is how the leader can reframe and take those roadblocks and check them out of the way and see them as an opportunity for growth.
So, in your experience, what role does mindset play in unlocking, individual and team potential? And how can people start cultivating that positivity, when facing adversity in their own, lives and careers?
Mindset is everything. It's the difference between seeing adversity as a dead end or as a doorway. Growing up again with a profound hearing loss, I had every reason to feel defeated. But choosing a mindset of possibility, that changed my life. Positivity isn't pretending that everything's okay, that everything's fine. It's choosing hope when it's hardest to find. In my case, it's not a lack of hearing, it's a lack of hope. And for teams, that starts with leaders that are modeling gratitude, celebrating small wins, and reminding people of their whys and their purpose. When you shift your mindset like that, you don't just unlock your own potential. You give your whole team, your entire team, permission to rise higher as well. Again, leading by example. But your mindset, like I said, is everything. It's your greatest and your strongest muscle. For example, I've been telling you I have a hearing loss, and that just happened to be my story. But everybody has a story, and but in my case. My hearing loss, honestly, I wouldn't trade it for anything in this world because it taught me to adapt. When the world wasn't built for me, it taught me to persevere when others doubted me, and it taught me to believe in myself when others couldn't see or hear the dream that I was trying to chase. So, but we got to get real. Everybody has obstacles, whether it's physically, emotionally, mentally, or circumstantial. Some are very loud and obvious, and some are very quiet and hidden. But no matter what form they or shape that they take, there's one universal truth. Limitations do not stop us. Mindsets do. So with that, what if we were to flip the script and say, what if we stopped seeing limitations as a red light, but we started seeing them as a launch pad, something that propels us forward and empowers it and makes it better? So that mindset has taught me perspective that we can control the quality of our lives just by how we think and act towards those challenges. In fact, that same mindset led me to my personal motto. I may have a hearing loss, but my hearing loss did not have me. And that same mindset can help everybody else. You may have a challenge, but that challenge did not have to have you, own you, control you, or even define you.
Hey there, Keith Reynolds here, and welcome to the P2 Management Minute. In just 60 seconds, we deliver proven, real-world tactics you can plug into your practice today. Whether that means speeding up check-in, lifting staff morale, or nudging patient satisfaction north. No theory, no fluff, just the kind of guidance that fits between appointments and moves the needle before lunch. But the best ideas don't all come from our newsroom. They come from you. Got a clever workflow hack, an employee engagement win, or a lesson learned the hard way? I want to feature it. Shoot me an email at kreynolds@mjhlifesciences.com with your topic, a quick outline, or even a smartphone clip. We'll handle the rest and get your insights in front of your peers nationwide. Let's make every minute count together. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next P2 Management Minute. Wow. That is an interesting and good turn of phrase there. I like that a lot. So could you share an example of a time, when challenging your own limits, completely reshaped your perspective or the outcomes you were seeing?
Yeah, I try to think of an example. There was one event in my life that completely changed my life. It was one of the biggest mindset and perspective shifts. It happened when I decided to run 250 miles in just 7 days across my state of Utah to raise awareness for deaf children. And I raised money to help them get some brand new hearing aids for that. On paper, it was impossible, right? I'm not a runner. So on paper, it was impossible, but I'm not, and I'm not built for that kind of distance. And I have my own autoimmune challenges as well. I'm diabetic and, so I have a lot of other physical challenges too. But mile after mile through pain and exhaustion and doubt, I discovered that our limits are often just the starting line. It's just the starting time and the starting line in disguise. That run, that 250-mile run, didn't just change my body. It reshaped my mindset. It taught me that strength isn't about, it's not about avoiding struggle. It's found in the struggle. And I didn't do this run to impress people, but to impress upon others that they can do the same, that they too can do hard things. We can all do hard things despite the challenges that we're facing in life. And so when life throws at me challenges, right, whatever they may be, I see them as opportunities to grow grit, to deepen faith, and to inspire others. And that perspective has transformed every area of my life, and it can do the same for everybody else as well.
All right, so for people who feel stuck in cycles of doubt or fear, what's the first small actionable step they can take to begin challenging their own limits?
I believe that by the small and the simple thing, a great thing brought to pass. It's that first step. It's small, but it's powerful. You take one bold action today. You got to take one bold action today that fear did not approve of, right? Doubt, that thrives in silence and not doing anything, in action. But courage, that grows when you move, when you active, right? And even if it's just 1 inch forward, that's being active. For me, that started as a small young boy with a hearing loss, right? I remember as a young boy in class, in school, raising my hand in class, even when I was terrified or embarrassed that I would get it wrong, right? That was my action. I had to overcome that. That small, simple step helped build confidence in me throughout my life and over time. So for leaders and for team leaders of team, it's about breaking fear into small bite-sized pieces. You make the call, right? You ask the question, you try the idea, you experiment it. But progress beats perfection every single time. And once you take that first step, the momentum does the rest.
All right. So, if attendees remember just one message from your keynote, what do you want it to be? And, what do you want it to be?
If you can remember just one thing, let it be this. Your barriers and your limitations do not define you. How you respond to them does. Growth doesn't come from avoiding struggle. It comes from leaning into the struggle. It comes from being in it, right? And not avoiding it. And that develops our faith and our courage and our resilience and our grit. We and you and everybody is so far more capable of more than you think. The wall in front of us isn't there to stop us. It's there to show us how strong we really are and how we are and how strong we can become on our own when you climb it. We can either limit our challenges or we can challenge our limits. We can let our challenges define us or we can let it refine us, mold us, and purge us, and empower us, and propel us to much greater heights. We can either see our limitations as a red light, or we can see them as launch pads that propels us forward. We all have limitations, but we've also got amazing potential and a million dreams just waiting for it. But never give up. You're way more capable than you think.
Justin, it was an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much.
Once again, that was a conversation between Physicians Practice Editor Keith Reynolds and Justin Osmond, International Motivational Speaker and Keynote Presenter at the HCLA Virginia 2025 Fall Conference. My name is Austin Luttrell, and on behalf of the whole medical economics and physicians practice teams, I'd like to thank you for listening to the show and ask that you please subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. Be sure to check back on Monday and Thursday mornings for the latest conversations with healthcare experts sharing strategies, stories, and solutions for your practice. You can find us by searching Off the Chart wherever you get your podcasts. Also, if you'd like the best stories that medical economics and physicians practice publish delivered straight to your email 6 days of the week, subscribe to our newsletters at medicaleconomics.com and physicianspractice.com. Off the Chart, a Business and Medicine podcast, is executive produced by Chris Mazzolini and Keith Reynolds and produced by Austin Luttrell. Medical Economics, Physicians Practice, and Patient Care Online are all members of the MJH Life Sciences family. Thank you.